This is Sean with Voices Live On. We are here in Rocky Ripple, and I'm with Candy Kendall. Candy, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right, so we're just going to get a little bit of your background. So where were you born? What city?
I was born in Gary, Indiana, but I basically I lived in Hobart until I was 18, Hobart, Indiana.
So what brought you to Indianapolis?
After graduating from Purdue in 1972, my first job was here in Indianapolis. So I thought I would be here for a few years, move on to Maine, and I've never left. So I love Indianapolis.
And what did you study in school?
I studied organic chemistry. I majored in chemistry and minored in microbiology, and I ended up, I actually graduated as a medical technologist, working in hospitals for a number of years. I started a laboratory for a private company, and then I just ended up going upside down and became a professional chef. I did that for, for 4 years at a wonderful restaurant called Adam's Rib in Zionsville. Yes, and then that's, as everyone says, restaurant work is very difficult, yeah. Very challenging. And so then I went back to school and I became a paralegal, and I worked at the American Civil Liberties Union for 18 years and then retired from there.
Gotcha. And what was your original connection with Rocky Ripple? How'd you hear about it, and when did you move here?
I moved here in 1983. I was divorced at that time, and I was just looking for my own place to live, and there was a house rental. And so it was on the river. I loved it. I tried to buy the house from the woman, and it was like, no, no, no. As many of us know, if you live on the river, you don't want to sell your home. So after years of renting, then I bought my first home in 85, I believe, 1985, on the ripples of Rocky Ripple, and I still have that home. Years go on, and now I'm in my second home in Rocky Ripple down by the cul-de-sac.
Okay, so you're talking about 40-some years, basically, of living here. Is that approximately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's some of your favorite memories of the community kind of coming together over those years?
So I've always been involved, and I've always been a doer. And so when I first came to town, I would go to the town board meetings, right? And that was okay. Lots of stuff was getting done. But we have this wonderful not-for-profit community association, the Rocky Ripple Community Association. They're the doers. They're the ones that have the parties for the children. And so I got very involved with the community association and was an officer for a number of years, for 10 years I was involved with the community association. I was their vice president, I was their treasurer one time, and through that, we would have Halloween hay rides in what now we call our Holt Park. Butler students would come down and they would hide and scare the kids, and we'd had Easter egg hunts and Easter egg parties at the town hall, chili cook-offs. It's just been lovely, and then when our board bought this land from the Holt family, then we started getting involved with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, writing grants through the community association, planting 40 lilac bushes, all of these trees that you see in the park now. So it's just been a great love of mine, just doing whatever I can in this community.
Are there any future goals for the park?
Oh, well, so what happened is I was on the community association, and then I kind of backed off for a while because, you know, yeah, other people have ideas, and you know, after a while you kind of like, ooh, I got to take a step back. So when I left the community association, then, well, lo and behold, they needed a elected official clerk treasurer for the town. So then I served on the town board for 4 years. And during that time, that's pretty much what I did. My focus was the finances, that part of our town. I decided 4 years was enough of political. And so then now I'm back on the community association, and I am ready again to grab our park committee to expand the park, to bring in ideas that are for our older kids. When we originally made the park, we focused on the younger children, the 2 to 8 year olds. Now we realize that those children are 10 and 12 year olds, so we want to do some other things. I'm writing more grants now to get more playground equipment. We're looking at putting a fitness trail in our park. We have 5 parks in Rocky Ripple. We are a small community of 800 people, 300 homes, and yet we have 5 parks. We love our environment. We want to keep this little piece of heaven right here in the middle of Marion County. So with the help of others, I just see us continuing to grow and improve and save the trees. Save the trees.
All right. Well, I'm going to close this one out, but that was a great background of yourself as well as connection with Rocky Ripple and overall the full park. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got it.